Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey everyone, I'm taking some time off to enjoy a long Memorial Day weekend in New York City with my husband Adam. I'm really excited to see some colleagues from Quick and Dirty Tips. I'm going to have dinner with a couple of old friends and do some sightseeing that's been on my wish list, like the 9/11 Memorial, walking the Brooklyn Bridge, and seeing Hamilton. So we're giving you a popular show from the archives about what to do when you need a loan, but you're getting turned down because you have bad credit or no credit. It's called Six Options to Get a Loan with Bad Credit. I'll be back next week with a very special show to celebrate the 500th episode of Money Girl. I really hope you'll join me. Support for today's episode comes from The Scott Allen Turner Show. Scott is the financial rock star who went from a money moron at age 22 to self-made millionaire 13 years later by using the same ideas that he shares on his show. Scott will help you get out of debt faster, save more money, and retire rich. You can get his best-selling book, 99-Minute Millionaire, on audiobook for free by visiting scottallenturner.com/moneygirl. In today's episode, we're going to talk about what you can do when you need a loan, maybe to finance a car or pay off high-rate credit card debt at a lower rate, but you find that you're getting turned down because you have bad credit or no credit. I'm going to mention a whole lot of resources in this show. Instead of trying to take notes, just visit the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com and look for this show, which is episode number 448, called Six Options to Get a Loan with Bad Credit. While having bad credit can be a roadblock when applying for a loan from a traditional lender, the good news is that there are alternative options, and a lot of them. In this podcast, I'll cover six ways to get a loan when your credit is less than perfect. Now, if you live in the United States, before you apply for any loan, I recommend that you take some time to review each of your credit reports with the three nationwide credit bureaus. Those are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Federal law requires each of those bureaus to give you a free credit report every 12 months if you request it. Now, you can get your reports from those individual bureaus on their websites, or you can access all of them at once at a site that's the official credit report site called annualcreditreport.com. What you want to do is look for any inaccurate information, like late payments, accounts that you don't recognize, or open balances that were previously paid off. If there are errors, they could be dragging down your credit scores without you knowing it. And unfortunately, the majority of consumers have errors on our credit reports, so you've got to be vigilant about checking for them and getting them corrected. The problem is that lower credit scores typically cause you to pay higher interest rates on credit cards and loans, so cleaning up your credit file can really, really pay off. If you've got some black marks on your credit report, maybe you've got old debt that's in collections, consider negotiating a settlement with the creditor. Arranging a payment agreement today won't remove the bad debt from your report tomorrow, but it helps clean up your report going forward. Remember that credit accounts stay on your credit history for many years after you pay them off. Debts with positive payment history stay on your credit file for 10 years. And those with negative information, like any late payments, They stay for 7 years. So even after you settle or pay off a bad debt, it's going to remain on your credit history for 7 years after the date that you originally became delinquent. This is something that a lot of people don't understand. They want to pay off a bad debt and then see it go away. And that's just not how it works. It's going to stay on your report for 7 years, and there's really nothing you can do to get it off. This show is going to help you be aware of some options to get loans, even if you've got an average or below average credit score. If you're interested in learning more about what to do about old debt on your credit file, I did a podcast called The Statute of Limitations and Four Options for Old Debt. That's podcast number 398. So be sure to go back and listen to that one if you're really not sure about what to do with old debt on your report. No matter if you've already been turned down for a loan or you just like the idea of using a non-traditional lender, I'm going to give you six options to get a loan when you don't have excellent credit. And the first one is apply for a loan at a credit union. Credit unions are similar to banks. However, they are not legally allowed to serve the general public like banks do. So you have to be a member of a credit union to use any of their services. Different credit unions have different membership requirements, such as working for a certain employer, in a particular industry, or even living in a certain city or county. However, in some cases, joining a credit union can be as simple as making a one-time $10 donation to a charity that the credit union supports. Also, most credit unions extend eligibility to the immediate family of all of their members. So if somebody in your family is already a member, see if you can also join. Since the purpose of a credit union is to serve its members, they're known for offering top-notch customer service, and they can be more flexible and forgiving of consumers who have less than perfect credit. Additionally, they generally offer competitive interest rates that can save you money. You can search for local and national credit unions at sites like findacreditunion.com, mycreditunion.gov, findabetterbank.com, and depositaccounts.com. I did an older podcast called Bank or Credit Union, Which is Better? I think that will help you differentiate between the two and really understand the pros and cons. And that's podcast number 292. Again, all of these resources will be in the notes for this show on the Money Girl section of quickanddirtytips.com. Okay, the second option to get a loan is to use alternative lenders. Traditional brick-and-mortar banks tend to have very stringent underwriting guidelines for loans. However, there are many alternative companies that offer loans even if you have average or poor credit. Check out these online lenders. The first one I recommend is SoFi, that's spelled S-O-F-I. This is a great resource because they use a modern, radical approach to lending that evaluates you based on a holistic view of your financial well-being, rather than just on your credit score. They offer student loan refinancing, personal loans, and mortgages, and they base your approval on factors like your career experience, your income versus expenses, your financial history, and even your education. So SoFi is a really good option if your credit score is not where it needs to be, but you've got good income and you've got a good financial history overall. Another company is Avant, A-V-A-N-T. They look at a variety of factors when determining your eligibility for a personal loan, and checking your rate with Avant results in a soft credit inquiry, which doesn't hurt your credit. I'll talk more about that in just a moment. And another option is LendingTree. They're an online lending exchange that connects borrowers with multiple lenders, banks, and credit partners who compete for your business, even if you have bad credit. So you'll find that some lenders allow you to get rate quotes with a soft inquiry to your credit report that does not affect your credit. But many don't. Many do what's called a hard inquiry that will temporarily ding your scores. And that's okay, but I would just recommend that you be very strategic about how you shop for loans. The best way is to submit all of your applications within a short time period, like 1 or 2 weeks. Credit bureau algorithms are smart enough to know that when they see multiple inquiries coming in kind of all at once, that you're just shopping for a loan, and they're not going to count each one individually. They'll count a batch of them as one single inquiry. So you want to shop for a loan within a 1 to 2 week period so you minimize the impact on your credit score. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got 2 ingredients in 1 pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Open the door to big savings with a brand new look with Larson Doors. Now at Menards. Whether you're looking for traditional, modern, or a screen door, Larson Storm Doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. They come in over 40 styles of storm doors to choose from. Check out all Larson Storm Door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salute to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Option number 3 is to try a marketplace lender. Marketplace, or what are called peer-to-peer lenders, connect people who need money with investors who want to make loans. And that's a really great win-win transaction. This option is exploding in popularity because borrowers end up paying less interest than they would to a traditional bank, and investors can earn above average returns. That's why I say it's a win-win. Here's how it works. As a borrower, you create a profile and then post a loan listing that investors can review and choose to fund. And many are willing to take a chance on borrowers with average or low credit scores. So check out some of the most popular marketplace lenders like Lending Club, Prosper, and PersonalLoans.com. Option number 4, get a loan cosigner. If you're having trouble qualifying for a loan on your own, consider finding someone with good credit to be your cosigner. Maybe you have a family member or a friend who trusts you enough to share responsibility for a debt. When you cosign a loan, the payment history gets reported on both of your credit reports, even if only one cosigner makes the payments. That means if you make payments on time, it benefits both of your credit reports and helps increase both of your credit scores. However, the opposite is true if you make late payments. It damages both of your credit files. And if you default, the lender will hold both of you equally responsible for repaying the full amount of outstanding debt. So that's an option you want to definitely take very seriously. Option number 5, this one is to use a home equity line of credit. If you're a homeowner and have enough equity in your property, you may qualify for a low-interest home equity line of credit known as a HELOC. This is a second mortgage that you can access as needed using a paper check or a debit card. With a HELOC, you're limited by the total amount of the credit line offered, and you only pay interest on the amount you take out. Plus, up to $100,000 of the loan or credit line is tax deductible. Your credit score typically doesn't play a role in your loan's approval or the interest rate you pay for a HELOC because your home is the collateral. And that's great if your credit is not good. However, the big drawback to this kind of loan is that it is secured by your home. So if you don't make payments, you could lose your home. So before tapping your home's equity, always be sure that you have secure and steady income. You can apply for a HELOC with the lender that handles your first mortgage, or you can shop around with other banks or credit unions. And the last option, number 6, is to take a loan from family or friends. If you can't get a loan using the first 5 options that we covered, the 6th is to borrow from someone you know. Taking a loan from family or friends is a decision that should not be taken lightly because arguments over money can destroy relationships. If you accept a loan from family or friends, I want you to view it as a business transaction and create a proper loan agreement to avoid any future disagreements. There's some great platforms that will help you manage person-to-person loans, like Zimple Money and Lending Karma. Both of these handle loan documents and payment arrangements to make your life a whole lot easier when you're managing a personal loan with someone else. You can also draft your own promissory note with the agreed-upon loan terms using a site like Rocket Lawyer or LegalZoom. So let's review the 6 options to get a loan with bad credit. Number 1, apply for a loan at a credit union. Number 2, use alternative lenders. Number 3, try a marketplace lender. Number 4, get a cosigner. Number 5, use a home equity line of credit. And number 6, take a loan from family or friends. If you exhaust all these options and still can't get a loan, the best way to qualify is to raise your credit score. One of the easiest ways to build credit fast is to use a secured credit card. And I give you more information about that in a free multimedia tutorial I created called the Credit Score Survival Kit. It's a free download that includes a video, audio, and ebook that teaches you 3 smart and legitimate strategies to build excellent credit for life. To get the kit, just text the phrase credit score with no space to the number 33444. Again, just text the phrase credit score to the number 33444, and I'll instantly send you a link to the Credit Score Survival Kit. Before we go, I want to thank everyone who submitted 5-star reviews in iTunes. You guys are awesome. Those reviews really mean a lot to me, and they also help the show. Here's one that really made me smile from Such a Shoe Off, who says, I wish there were 10 stars to give. I'm ashamed at how financially illiterate I am at the age of 30. Thank you so much for all the practical advice that you've given me and whipping me into shape. A true life changer and saver. Thanks so much. That's really why I do this show. My hope is that you'll pick up tips and advice little by little each week, and as you put them into practice, you'll watch your finances grow, you'll have more motivation and inspiration to do bigger and better things with your finances. And I hope that you'll also check out the Richer Life Lab podcast and let me know what you think. As always, I look forward to your feedback, comments, and questions. The best places to reach me are on my contact page at lauradadams.com or in my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Open the door to big savings with a brand new look with Larson Doors. Now at Menards. Whether you're looking for traditional, modern, or a screen door, Larson Storm Doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. They come in over 40 styles of storm doors to choose from. Check out all Larson Storm Door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.